Welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this rescreen episode of Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, the 2005 animated film from Japan. Just got done rewatching the film and wanted to share some of my thoughts and memories from seeing the film for the first time, as well as my thoughts from this latest rewatch. So as I said, this film came out in Japan in 2005, and it came to the States in 2006, and that was when the first time that I saw this film. And interesting enough, tonight's watch was actually the first time that I've seen it in the theater, because in 2006, it actually released on DVD. It went straight to DVD as a release, and so that was the first time I watched it. And I was a huge, and still am, huge Final Fantasy fan, especially Final Fantasy VII. That game came out in 97, and I played it when I first got a PS1 in Christmas of 98. And so I got the game not too long after that and played it, fell in love with the characters and the story. And so when I heard that there was this film coming out that was the continuing adventures of Cloud and the gang, I was super excited, especially given the fact that a few years prior to this, in 2001, if I remember right, there was a quote-unquote Final Fantasy film that released in theaters, The Spirits Within. And I say quote-unquote because really, it really was just a Final Fantasy title and name only. It really didn't have the lore, it didn't have the allure, it didn't have the feel of a Final Fantasy type story. So I was very disappointed by that one, but to know that there was this story, Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, that was the continuation of the Final Fantasy VII story, was super excited about. And so I immediately went to, I think it was like Suncoast at the time, when I was living in Seattle, and went and bought the DVD. It was like, I didn't even see the film prior to buying the DVD. I didn't rent it or anything. I was just like, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and buy it, because I just really felt like, hey, this film's going to be good and I'm going to really enjoy it. And at the same time, there were also a couple other elements of story that were released around that same time. There was a PlayStation 2 game called Dirge of Cerberus that was telling the story of Vincent. And then there was a PlayStation Portable game called Crisis Core, which was a prequel story that told the story of Zack prior to the events of Final Fantasy VII. I had the PS2 game Dirge of Cerberus and played it. I didn't play Crisis Core until years later when they did a remaster of it on modern consoles. But I did, like I said, I did buy this DVD and watched it, loved the story, loved the film, and later on I bought the Blu-ray of it as well. So I have like multiple copies of this. And if you don't know the story of Advent Children, or don't remember it, like I said, it's the continuing story of Final Fantasy VII. It's set 2 years after the events of the game, and Cloud and the gang are kind of doing their thing as far as like trying to clean up the mess of what Sephiroth and Shinra had done. And as we pick up the story here 2 years later, from the end of the game, there are two fronts that Cloud and the gang are having to deal with. One is there is this group of children who have this sickness called Geostigma, and they're trying to figure out how they got sick, why they got sick, and how to cure them. Oh, and at the same time, Cloud has this disease as well. And then there is this group of remnants who are not really explained. They're kind of clones. They're kind of remnants of the experimentations that kind of produced Sephiroth. But they're wanting to bring back Genova and Sephiroth to finish what they started. And that's really the premise of the film. And like I said, first time I saw it, I loved it. It definitely felt mid-2000s at the time. But like rewatching it now on the big screen for the first time, I was just blown away by, first off, how the animation still holds up, because it's computer-generated animation from the mid-2000s, and I feel like it holds up pretty well. Granted, there are animation now of CGI that is, you know, advanced further, so it's better than this was, but to see the animation that this is on a big screen, I was really impressed by it. I was also reminded of how much of an influence this film was on the remake series, Final Fantasy VII Remake, and now Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. You definitely can see, because it's the same people that made the games are the ones that did Advent Children, and they have said that Advent Children is what inspired them to do the remake game series. And so you definitely can see that influence in the animation. You can see it in the characters that are, you know, animated, their designs and everything. It's very much influenced by Advent Children. The music, I really liked the elements of weaving in the classic music from Final Fantasy VII. It was good to hear that, and again, it reminded me of the remake series and how that was influenced in the music. But there were also very much the mid-2000s kind of techno-ish vibe to some of the score of the film, and you can definitely see that. Also, it's funny too how they, in the game, or in the film, used flip phones, which is very mid-2000s. But again, it's that influence of the era and everything, and so that was kind of funny. What I'd forgotten about the story was how much the majority of Cloud's crew is pretty sidelined. You don't see much of Barrett, you don't see much of Yuffie, you don't see much of Red 13 or Cade Sith or Cid. You get a little bit of Vincent, a little more of Vincent than I remembered, but mainly it's Cloud and Tifa. And I mean, I love Cloud. Cloud's one of my favorite characters, and I love Tifa, but I'd forgotten how the rest of the gang kind of got sidelined in the film. Also, the fact that Rude and Reno were a lot more prominent in the film than I thought they were, or what I'd remembered. That was kind of interesting to see that. The story, I thought, for the most part, from what I remembered, I enjoyed. There were some elements there that I feel like were kind of eh, I guess. Especially if you're not someone who is well-versed in the game, in the story. So I very much understand that if someone was watching this film for the first time, who never played the games, didn't know the story, would be very lost. Even though at the beginning of the film, there is kind of a recap of sorts to kind of, you know, give a refresher to what had happened in the game. So there kind of is that, but I feel like if you're watching this film like me, you're someone who loved the game and loved the story and loved the continuing adventures of it. So I can understand, possibly, if you're someone who didn't play the game, didn't know the story, you might feel kind of lost watching this film, to not have necessarily those touchstones. But I also maybe can think, if you know much about pop culture, then you can understand fairly well what's going on with the story. I watched the English dub, and so it was the English voice cast that I was listening to. They did a good job. I think the voice actors for remake series, I would say, is better. But again, in 05, I mean 06, this was a really good cast, and some of the ones that were that did this version of it were also used, if I remember right, in the Kingdom Hearts series, because some of the characters from Final Fantasy VII show up in Kingdom Hearts. And if I remember right, I think some of the ones that did Advent Children were also in that. They were good. They were good enough in Kingdom Hearts, so they were good enough here as well. But overall, it was good to revisit this this film, especially given Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is about to release here soon, and so it was good refresher, a good reminder of the series and the story. And it was good to see Cloud get a happy ending, because I feel like in the game, in the original game, it's very vague as to whether he gets a happy ending or not. And I always felt like with Advent Children that there is kind of a happy ending with him, and it was good to be reminded of that. And so really enjoyed it, was glad to see it again. And like I always say, if you get an opportunity to see a film on a big screen, especially one that you love, one that you cherish, take advantage of it. It's always good to do that, and I'm glad that I got to do this with Final Fantasy VII Advent Children. So that's my thoughts and memories of seeing the film. I'd love to hear your thoughts if you've seen this film or any film that you've been checking out. And you can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, leave a written review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, and share the podcast around. It really does help to get the word out about the Screen Nerds Podcast, and really appreciate it if you would. So again, thanks for joining me for this rescreen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.